As we move around the bodega dairy farm of Richard and Marilyn Hughes, there's no doubt what we'll be stepping in and over. We've got plastic booties to make sure we don't take too much of it home. Manure and water management are our main concerns on this beautiful morning.
We're 11 years organic. About 12 years ago, I started making that transition.
Richard Hughes had been in the dairy business for about 3 decades before he decided that organic was the way to go.
I had Holsteins, and we kept them in the barns all 24 hours a day. And I looked at the Jersey cow. She likes to walk, and she's a goer. And so I said, if I'm going to milk Jersey, they're going to go out on pasture.
But the point to me is that we've gone through this era of industrialization in agriculture.
Yeah.
Has it really done us any good? Let's treat the earth a little more respectfully when you had that relationship. And that's what we're trying to get the consumer to understand.
That's Mike Griffin, a California representative for the Organic Valley Farm Co-op. He's along on the tour today to provide some perspective about farmers like Richard Hughes sharing knowledge about using water and managing manure.
I only have so many acres. I got 182 acres, and I've got about 400 head of animals here on the place. We milk about 200. I have to feed the soil for the plants that I grow, that I take off to give to the, as feed to the cows. So I have to develop a balance between my soils and the crops that I take off.
The state alternative manure management program will provide money so that Hughes and other farmers can keep experimenting with best practices on their farms. One key, getting the manure out into the air to mix with oxygen, which results in far less methane than traditional manure lagoons. The manure pit on this farm is different.
So this is all going to be pumped out, put in trucks, hauled out, and spread on the fields. That pit will be completely dry. The sidewalls will be all scraped off because there's manure on there. And then we're going to have a whole clean thing at the bottom. We got 3 feet of freeboard at the bottom before we get to the discharge valve.
California State Assembly member Jim Wood is on the tour today to bring news of the needs of farmers in his district to his Sacramento colleagues.
So I'm learning about the alternative practices for manure management out on dairies. And there are a lot of dairies in my district, and it's a real challenge from an environmental perspective. And I'm encouraged by the innovative processes that actually are fairly simple. And sometimes we get in the way of chasing new technologies, and we don't always go back and look at what's simple and what may be working in a different way. So I'm very encouraged, and this is a great group of folks, and I'm learning a lot, and hopefully that's something we can take back and integrate into state policy.
Sure. Do you then go back to Sacramento and talk to some of your colleagues and try to get them on board with some of these ideas?
Yeah, I have been. I've been a real advocate for rural policy just in general. And one of the big challenges is that so many of our legislators represent large urban areas, and they don't see that, and they don't see the benefits. And so it's a constant state of education for my colleagues, and to help realize that we can save the environment. We can improve the ecosystems, and the costs are really not that great compared to some of the other ways that we're spending money.
Assembly member Jim Wood on the Hughes Dairy Farm and Bodega. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.